Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show, Alternative Medicine and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here today. Today, we are going to be talking about our spiritual beings. Is there good spirits? Is there bad spirits? Are there evil spirits? What about heaven and hell? Hey, I just came down here as a human. I don't know what anything that you're talking about. Or my life, I don't know what's up with it. I keep doing good. I keep feeling great. I keep giving and sharing. And there's still something that's just got me tethered to the wall. And all of these other things are happening in my life. What is going on? Or even still, we're now on this awakening trail. And we say, I'm trying every day. I'm trying. I'm doing. I'm trying to be spiritual. I'm trying to raise my frequency. I'm doing a lot of cleansing. I'm really paying attention. And this positive thought, yeah, I've been doing those positive thoughts 24 hours a day. It keeps me up. But still, the negativity seems to come from nowhere. Ooh. So what are we going to be talking about? Today, we're going to be speaking about the basics of exorcism. Don't freak out, people. It's just a word, okay? And don't forget that word is based upon our past experiences of other people's judgments. So that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about spirits, how to protect you and your family from evil spirits. Today, my guest is from Happy Science, and oh my goodness, I will let him share his name. So welcome so much to the show, and I'm so sorry that I can't pronounce your name without hurting you. Could you share your name, please, with the listeners?
Okay, my first name is Kiyoshi, and the last name is Shimada from Japan.
But Kiyoshi, you know what? It's so hard to say the name. And every time someone says their name to me, I always get it wrong. And I say, I'm sorry. So I said, I'm just going to let them say it first.
Yeah. Well, that happens. I understand. Yes.
I'm sure it does. You know, just like I'm sure our names in another country would do the same, right?
That's right.
Well, Kiyoshi, it was such a pleasure to have you with us here today representing Happy Science and being able to talk about this book. You know, don't you think, you know, that the world, you and I would never have had this conversation even 5 years ago, I think. The world is changing so drastically, and here we are in the U.S., and I'll tell you, this is not coffee chatter. You can't sit down to a cup of coffee and start these conversations. People will think you're, you know, got a radar stuck to your house and your home is a UFO, you know?
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Because of the this earth, the three-dimensional world, we can see the things we cannot, we don't see invisible things. You know, we cannot hear from the invisible spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. But there is somebody who has those abilities to see and listen or talk. So Master Ryuho Okawa of Happy Science, the founder, he has those abilities to talk to them and hear them and also see them. So then find out who is going to hell and who is going back to heaven. So based on those information, he wrote this book, Basics of Exorcism.
Goodness. And, you know, people say, I'm only born and said, this is my life. Then when I die, I'm done, dude. Can't wait for the day. Put me in the ground and see you later. And that is such a limiting belief about who we are and what we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think of our life as just changing clothes. You know, this is just a passage through. This is a space in my spiritual life. this is, you know, of this human lifetime right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yet so many people cannot even conceive of that. Can you share a little bit of how you see that?
Okay. So happy science teachings is based on Buddhism, and we also talk about the Christianity too. It's like universal truth. So we believe in a reincarnation system, which Christianity doesn't, you know, believe. But you know, lately we are having an issue like a same-sex marriage. So even
yeah.
One point of those issues, I can say, you know, you were maybe the man. In the
right.
previous life, right? And
yeah.
this time you chose to be women.
Yes.
So that means that you also have a man's spirit behind your
right.
Background. So that tells everything. You know, it's not the sickness, it's not the illness. It's a very natural thing that you have a other sex feelings.
And I think sometimes even the word male-female is
mm-hmm.
putting a label on a spirit that which spirit is not owning.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the spirit is that just is. It doesn't have all these labels of I'm good or I'm bad
mm-hmm.
or I'm male
right.
or female or I'm a doctor or I'm a train conductor. You know, all of that is just our judgment based upon the experiences we're having to
mm-hmm.
be able to learn lessons and move through our spirit life, right?
Right, that's right. So everybody is going through the different lives and different experiences. Those are the lessons that we can learn from it, you know, each time we are born in this world. So we just take the lessons to the going back to the heaven and coming back again. Maybe ordinary people are reincarnated like 300 years or 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what we see. And then we define the evil spirits as a spiritual being who once lived on this earth and passed away with more negative feelings than positive, or with more negative impact on the people around them than positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think of sometimes, like when we talk about evil spirits, let's take a man who beats up women, okay, in this
okay.
lifetime.
Yeah.
And I think of it as the man has never learned his lessons and he dies. But
mm-hmm.
I think of him as what we call hunting from the death. I know mm-hmm. a lot of people have said to some others before, they'll say, you know, if you die first, I'm going to haunt you till the cows come home, you know?
Right, right,
that
right.
kind of idea where
yeah.
They don't really pass through because they have just such a tether to other people to even be, sometimes to be heard
mm-hmm.
of why they acted out that way, but
right.
also a tether to be able to say, I demand that I be heard or that I be seen, and they
mm-hmm.
and they just don't want to let go, you know?
Right. So because of the situation that man beats women, it means that maybe he had a no control about his anger. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that means we are, first of all, I would like to say how to be possessed is one rule. There's one rule that says a law of same wavelength attraction. So
mm-hmm.
If he has no control about his anger, that means the spiritual being who has the same vibration comes to
right.
him and possessed him.
Ah. And so even, I mean, it's great to have rid of some of this evil, but then isn't that looking like a ridding of your evil spirit past life? Is that more to be able to learn the lesson? Is that maybe a possibility?
Past life? I can say if the relationship between husband and wife, you know,
right.
the husband beats wife, that means that is based on the law of cause and effect. So maybe he cannot control his anger. But at the same time, I can say she was his husband before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then
right.
this time she faces a same situation that
right.
she did him in previous
yeah.
life.
Yeah. So sometimes we can
yeah.
look at it that if a husband beats a wife,
mm.
maybe in the past he was the one that was beaten.
Right. That's right.
So, right. So what we're doing is that which what we experience that doesn't work for us,
mm-hmm.
we may be the perpetrator or the receiver of that.
Right.
And then going forth in the life, you decide which one are you going to be. Are you going to be the better of it or the lesser of it, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So that's the way we are thinking. So that's the way maybe wife should think about it, and also husband as well. This time, because he was beaten in a previous life, it doesn't mean he can do it this time.
Right.
Yeah. So I would say there are six vibrations that attract evil spirits. One is greed. I want more, I want more. So desire for food, sex, sleeping, or something else like a house, cars, and a position in a company like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing that I said, that anger. And the third one is ignorance. So people who cannot believe existence of a heaven and hell. So that's the ignorance. And also the pride, too much pride. I am always right. I am always correct, like that.
Right.
And also doubt. They cannot believe anybody else. So that also attracts evil spirits. And the last one is... Yeah.
Go ahead. The last one, yeah.
Yeah, the last one is a wrong view. Well, believing in the wrong belief. So those six worldly desires are attracting evil spirits.
So now, if we walk the earth and we're attracting these spirits, how do we not have them connect with us?
Okay.
Or how do we sense that potentially this might be a spirit and this isn't me? I know for myself, there'll be some days I'll sit there and I'll say, oh my gosh, and I'll be really annoyed for like 2 or 3 hours. And I'll say, and then after it, I'll say, gosh, what was that all about? That's not me. Where did that come
that's
from?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And
yes.
I know for sure that that's what that was. That was not me. But
right.
how do we exist on the earth right now?
Okay.
And
what
is going on?
Yeah. To avoid those situations, I recommend people have a realization about the emotions. If you get too emotional, they come very quickly. So like a fear, sadness, or hatred, they come to it. So how to deal with it means they have a negative feeling energy. So they are residing in the hell usually. But the only way to come up or escape from the hell is to get the energy, negative feeling energy from the people. So that's the only energy that they can get on the earth. So that means we are, if you have a positive feeling, they can never come to you and possess you. So you have to change your mind from negative into positive.
That's really key right there because I'll tell you, people have been professing you have to think positive, you have to think positive.
Mm.
However, it is really also key that you have to be in a, as it says in the book, to be in a state to receive light from the heavenly world. Because you can think all the positive thoughts you want and you can read all the books and hang around with all the gurus. But I'll tell you, if your heart, your spirit and your soul are not aligned in it, that you're just, it's just like peeing in the ocean. It does no good, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah, so I like to say, what happens when being possessed, and then you can know how to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
So there are some, conditions that are, it's going to be happening when you are possessed. One is when you look people as a bad person, if you see the things negatively, that's the starting point, first step if you are being possessed. So between husband and wife, that's
right.
The timing also evil spirits come to that family members and destroy them.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you see the people bad, that's the first step. And if you, you know, we have actually regular evil spirits possessing you all the time, but they cannot possess you all the time. They, you know, because their house is in hell, so they have to go back. And if you have negative feelings, they come back like this. So usually they come to you when you feel negatively. Okay, so, and then second thing, this is kind of a yellow signal. When you hear the voice whispering at your ears, and your guardian spirit or your guardian angel, your good ones, whispering from inside, like from the stomach or heart, you know. But if you hear the voice whispering at the at your ears, that means that it's not good ones. So, even if it sounds good, it's not. So you have to be careful about that. And then you feel heavy in the shoulders or head. So that's also the moment that you might be possessed.
Wow. You know, it's really interesting that you said that second one, because I can remember after, during Hurricane Katrina when I was here, and the storm was going on, something had jostled me. I felt that the building had shook and that it tipped me out of the chair I was sitting in, you know, at the height of the storm with the wind, with the hurricane wind. And I fell out of the chair, and then something guided me to my front door of the apartment, and I put my hand on the door to feel the power of the storm. Now, this was like about 140 miles an hour wind. And I had my hand on the door, and on my other hand, I put my hand on the doorknob, and I was going to open the door. And all of a sudden, something popped my hands off and said, no, no, that's not it. And that was exactly a really not good spirit that guided me to that door to feel their, quote, power. But then something had said to me no, and it pulled my hands away. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, well, I assume that that was your guardian spirit, guardian angel, you know, who has been watching over you since you were born on this earth. Yeah, so their work, or her work, or his work, is to protect you.
Yeah, and that spirit had, that not good spirit had got me to the door.
Right. Yeah, so those are things. Like when you feel cold and chilly, you know, even if it's hot weather, that's the also the moment you might be possessed.
Wow.
And
so
let's
say, though, if you have those feelings, what is your first inkling to do? What do you do?
Okay, there are some more conditions that you might be possessed. I just quickly mentioned those 3 points. One is if you say, you know, if you see the people who said, like, I kill you or I want to die, that's a 1 point. And the second one is if you live like, wake up in the day, nighttime and sleep at daytime. So days and nights are upside down. That lifestyle is also the very dangerous.
Wow.
Okay. And when you are possessed for a long time, when you look in the mirror and find yourself like evil, that's also the time you are being possessed for a long time. Okay. So anyway, those are the conditions that you have if you are possessed. So how to deal with it? There are some points you can overcome it. Okay, so one is identifying the spirit is one key, like recognize, oh, I'm possessed, okay, or recognize that you are possessed, like this, or detect it. And if you find the situation, oh, evil spirits are attacking us, or attacking me, or attacking him or her, so half of the battle is over. You know, it's like a cockroach in the nighttime. If you, you know, make a turn on the lights, and they are going away, right? So the evil spirits are like that. So if they feel, they are detected, they cannot just stay over there.
So they're going to run and hide if you call
that's
them
right.
out on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So that's why you don't have to have fear about the invisible thing. If you feel something, you know, attacking us, attacking me, or, you know, affecting in a bad way, if you see it and you recognize it, oh, you are there. So then they are trying to hide and go away.
Huh.
And that's the one. And the second one is, like I said, this is a law of same wavelength attraction. So that means if you have a positive feeling, they cannot stay. That means you have to empower your light within. So to empower light within is there are some ways. One is we have a Buddhist-based fundamental sutra. So if you really know the meaning of the sutra and recite it or read out, they can feel the light or power, so they cannot stay. So,
is that like a mantra that you say?
Right.
It's kind of like, even, you know, sometimes when people say you just sit and be still, you can sense nature. When you say a mantra, you're bringing in all the essence of you. So isn't that really what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so in a Christianity, maybe a Bible, and in a Buddhism, it's like a sutra, so a mantra. So we have a fundamental sutra, Dharma's Right Mind. It's called Dharma's Right Mind. So it explains very easy words in a truth, you know. So if you say it, you understand the meaning. And that recognition or realizing how it's said, that is connecting to the heavenly world, and you can withdraw the power from it.
So is that something that people can find somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Is it in a book? Or is
this is a book, book style. So if you contact Happy Science Temple anywhere in the world, we have one. So we are actually receiving the calls maybe twice or three times a week, and they are asking us how to deal with evil spirits. So we strongly recommend, you know, becoming maybe a student member to receive this sutra and try to recite every day. So that's also the power to deal with it.
Okay, and then what do you do next?
Okay, so next one I say, if you cannot overcome, you know, by your own, so we have a ritual prayer at the temple. So I can conduct a prayer, ritual prayer, special ritual prayer. That's a prayer for exorcising evil spirits. So it is effective even if it's in a distance. So wherever you live, just submit the prayer and I can do it. So that's also available.
So isn't this a more like, so first we call, in other words, let's recognize it and call it for what it is.
Yeah.
The second one would be to be able to bring your inner self to be able to work on yourself.
That's
And the third one, we always think about power in numbers. So in other words, if your individual power isn't able to work with this, you always bring in the power of others.
From outside, yes.
Right. See, sort of like, you know, well, I want everybody to pray for me, and, you know, and that will help encourage and strengthen your prayers. And I would really caution everybody, too, because we always said here, too, about being ready to receive the light. You can't ask to have work done for you. You need to be the participant of the work. In other words, if you're looking or asking for help, you can't just say, hey, everybody help me, blah, 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 I'm a victim. You need to be able to have your own power drawn in, because this is really about you. This isn't about other people. And I think that's really the biggest thing that's been highly overlooked recently is because everybody calls up, fix me, when they hear things like this on the radio. They say, he can fix me, I'm going to call him, you know. But you know, during the day, they're still cursing out everybody in their house, you know, and they could care less, and they're just going to live their world like they want, but they want someone to fix them so that their husband will stay home, you know, or whatever. So And that it really is the truth, is that it's really, it's got to come from inside of you to be able to be this type person. And then in that power sharing, I call it, you know, when you ask other people for help, mm-hmm. I call that power sharing, because your good power is also contributed into the unit as theirs is contributed to yours.
That's
so,
right. Yeah,
you know,
I totally agree.
You don't
agree.
Want an off bolt there, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You know, God or Buddha or whoever it is, you know, gives mm-hmm. you the problems that you cannot solve. So basically, yeah. you can solve by your own. But this is a teamwork, you know,
yeah.
On this earth, living together, loving together, encourage each other. So good time to, you know, help each other. That's the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, because yeah. they can't do it. They can't fix you. You
That's
know?
Right.
yeah.
Yeah, and also, you know, you have to know the how to be possessed again. If you meet people, you know, in a workplace, if you also the ancestors who passed away, you know,
right.
who are maybe, you know, unfortunately somebody, you know, residing in a hell. So that
mm-hmm.
those people or those spiritual beings also come to you and beg for help, you know, ask for help.
Yes.
So they try to make something happen. And then
mm-hmm.
they try to make you realize they are there, but we don't see it, right? So
right.
That's the way they do. And if you feeling some disturbances like, you know, the alcoholic problems, you know, if you,
mm-hmm.
your grandfather has a alcoholic problems and maybe your husband also is suffering from it. So that means he might be possessed by those, you know, grandparents or so. And
right.
then you know, oh, he is there. And then what you do is you have to convince him. And then if he was convinced, he is away.
Mm-hmm.
So like that. So people is some connections that you are being possessed. And another thing is a place. Like if you go to grave, cemetery, and also
mm-hmm.
hospital where people die, and
yeah.
our place of suicide place.
Yeah.
So those are the places also you be careful because many, you know, negative spiritual beings are there.
I'm laughing because the past 2 months I've been in the hospital with a family member twice.
Uh-huh.
And both times I came in the house, I dropped my purse on the floor, I took off my shoes, and I got in the shower.
Hmm.
And I said, I got to wash off all of that. That got stuck on me when I went there, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and it was the truth because I could feel it, you
mm.
know. It's, to me, it's, I feel like it comes through the air conditioning unit. In other words, I feel it like the air conditioning is blowing on me and freezing me. And when I get home, I get a shower and I sit down and I notice my whole body is rock hard. It is so it is so tense. It's so tied up.
Uh-huh.
That's when you sense that you feel that.
That's
you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And other people can notice that too. Because like funerals, I will never go to a funeral. Never. No way. No how.
I see.
No mm-hmm. way. And I'll say that to people. You know, hey, I'll talk to you when you're here in this life, and I'll communicate that. See you later. I'm out of here. And
I see.
Some people really do. They get attached to that,
and
they feel that's normal to feel
mm.
that crummy. And I don't think it's normal to feel crummy. Do you?
That's right. So if you become more sensitive, you know, spiritual sensitive, you know, you can always feel something negative is near me or near you, and.
Yeah.
It's maybe good and bad. You know, if you are sensitive enough, you can feel good and bad. So that's
right.
also a good one. But if you basically in this world, bad things are happening more than maybe good things, right?
Yeah.
So you may be affected more in a negative way. So there are other ways to avoid those situations. So one is you have to straighten your muscle, okay, exercise. So if you have more muscle, that means that you can expel the evil spirits, maybe light evil spirits, very easily. So I recommend people exercise more.
Ah.
Yeah. And also, I recommend people smile, because you cannot get angry when you are smiling, right?
Right.
So the attitude maybe changes your mind as well.
Yeah, you can see that when you have kids. When
my kids
were little, if I'd be standing there, you know, yelling at them, and all they had to do is smile at me, we would all be laughing, and it would just spell, and I wouldn't even know what I was yelling about. So
right.
my kids knew how to quote manipulate me into that.
That's right. So those good things you can do is not the same vibration as evil spirits do have.
Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe even though we have ritual prayer like exercising evil spirits, based on Buddhism, you always come to the point where you focus on looking inside, because that attracts evil spirits.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you're so over-focused about yourself rather than the world around you, don't you think? That's just not, you know, it's all about me, not the we. You
right.
Know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why in Buddhism, we say, you know, get rid of attachments, you know, to the worldly values.
Is this what you're talking about, the Seal of Three Laws now?
Pardon?
In the book, it talks about the Seal of Three Laws.
That's true. That's right. Nothing stays the same, and this world is only temporary, and seeking enlightenment, you know, to achieve Buddhist term like a nirvana, so maybe calm mind, serenity within. So if you know this world, how world is going, you can attain this kind of a calm mind all the time, and always with gratitude mind. So that never attract evil spirits, and you can protect your family members as well.
You know, I'll tell you, and that is so true, because you know how people pass things down in lifetimes, you know? My grandmother's, this is my grandmother's dishes, and, you know, my aunt's this, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was the funniest thing, because my kids are coming this Christmas to visit, and I said to them, I said, be prepared, because you're going to take whatever you want from this house, because when I leave here, I'm just throwing everything away. I'm only taking my books and my computer and starting over again. And they're like, oh, that's not a good thing to do, blah, blah, blah. I said, it's my choice. And I'm really at the point of letting go of everything with that attachment, because it really doesn't mean anything anymore, you know?
That's right, that's right. You cannot take it to the heaven, actually, you know?
Yeah.
You can only take your mind, your heart, or your experience. That's it. So even if you have a gorgeous house and a car and maybe present position in a company, you cannot take it. So you have to know it, right?
And it's so funny, because I've said on this show, I've got 300 of them, and my mantra has always been, God does not accept UPS or FedEx. So if you think you're taking it with you, you're sorely mistaken, you know?
Right. And, you know, the when people are drunk, sometimes they don't remember what happened, you know, during the drinking. So that's the moment when also evil spirits occupy your body totally, 100%, and they want to do whatever they want.
Wow.
So be careful, you know, if you don't remember what happens when you are drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
So that's also the crucial moment that you have such, evil mind as well. And I can say for the women, if you are pregnant, your taste, you know, sometimes changes.
Yeah.
That's because your baby inside want maybe Chinese food or Japanese food or, you know, whatever else. So that's also different type of possession.
Interesting. Yes. You know, and this idea too, you know, that the world is not permanent. We think about the word, you know, non-permanent, you know.
That's
and
right.
So many people swear that I'm going to do this and it's going to be there when I'm 60 or 70 or 100 years old. And they forget that things break down. I mean, I have two or three outfits in my closet. I just love them. And they remember, I have a memory of them at a certain time, and I have been holding on to them. And I took one out a few years ago, and I stretched it, and the elastic was all broken down, you know. The wool fibers had twisted, and they weren't any good anymore, and it had to be thrown away. And I thought about it. Was I holding on to the item so that I could show myself that the world is not, you know, that it is changing all the time? And I think so many people need to be reminded of that. Because we struggle so hard. I see this a lot at end of life with a lot of my clients, is they struggle so hard to be able to hold on to things at that time, when really the best thing is just to let it all go.
That's right.
And
that's
I think the worst thing that people do, in my thoughts, is we're, just before they are ready to pass over, they decide to spew, I call it spew, you know, just let it go. They spew on people that are left on the earth. You have to take care of her. You have to do this for me. You make sure you never leave my house. Make sure you take care of your brothers. Because then what they've done is they've really, in essence, taken their dogma and put it on someone else. And then those people spiritually that are left really don't know what to do with that.
That's right. So, you know, that's also, you know, always happening to the any family members, right? So we Happy Science see this world is a place where we can make utopia or make harmonious world. But at the same time, this is a place where evil spirits are created, you know, because of worldly values, attachment. So, that we are, what we are doing is to let the people know this is the truth, and get rid of attachments, and do whatever for the people's happiness, for the better. And then they can be maybe angels, they can be more better person, right? So so we try to, hell is created because of this world. So if we can make this world for the better, hell, the volume of hell is decreasing, we are sure.
Yeah, because it also says in the book, again, the book is Basics of Exorcism. It says the need for the ability to say you can save yourself. And that is important. It's really up to us.
Right.
In the example of spewing on your loved ones that you're leaving here on the earth, those people can then take all of that, and they've taken your energy that was not so good, and they can go on and live a life of, you know, hey, woe is me, now they gave it to me, I don't want it, and they can turn around and be a not-so-good spirit on the earth. They could be like a magnet just dragging all of that stuff through decades, right?
Yeah, that's right. So that's why we have to show them, you know, spiritual being or your ancestors or your loved ones who are, you know, in a difficult place in the spiritual world, how to live. You know, this is how we should live. So then they see you and they are seeing themselves objectively and they reflect on themselves. That's the point when they can go back to heaven.
Yeah, and it's all about showing people. It's not always about telling people. It's not always, you know, bazillions of self-help books. They read the book, they get to the end, they say, I'll do it for a day. They get to the end, and then they didn't do it. It's really about living it. It's about finding what connects with you be able to live your life better, correct?
Yes.
We're coming to the end, but we have a few more minutes, maybe about 8 minutes. But I really want to focus on the chapter on mental health and mental illness.
Yeah,
because let me tell you, I will tell you, these people that are on this spiritual path right now looking for awakening and enlightenment, they are saying the depression is so profound that they just don't know what to do. And I've seen it myself that the use of intoxicants and drugs, you know, and alcohol is skyrocketing through the roof. People don't even care about cigarettes anymore. They'd rather be drunk, you know.
That's right.
Or
yeah.
or they'd rather go get their antidepressant medication. And then bipolar is on the rise. And I'm wondering, is that really the sense of those spirits being around? So pretty much you've lowered your spirit maybe a little bit or been too much in the clouds, as we say. And you really haven't focused into that yin and that yang kind of sense. In other words, that balance. Rather, what you're doing is you're just popping up to your spiritual self and then, you know, hitting into these other people. And then you just don't know what to do with it because you're so high in the clouds anyway. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's right. we also have those, you know, mental disorder people coming to the temple and how to deal with it. You know, they are asking us how to deal with it. So I had a lady several years ago who were completely possessed by the man's spirit. And she talks about the man's wars and very badly. So, but since she comes to the temple, Happy Sense Temple, and I try to recite the Dharma's right mind that I said, the sutra, and also listen to our master's lecture, which has more power to expel the evil spirits. So after 2 months or 3 months, actually, she can't read the book. So before that, she couldn't. So then she came back to their normal life after having those 11 years possession. So, you know, spiritual power exists. And if you just follow, you know, whatever written in this basics of exorcism, mental disorder can be healed because that happens various ways, but one of the things that you know, they have those mental disorder is they blame themselves too much. So, or their parents or people around them tell them you are bad or you are useless, you know. So then they recognize themselves as a useless person. So then what happens to them is their soul is trying to get out the body because they don't like themselves, right? So if their soul is out of the body, that time evil spirits can occupy the body and say it, whatever they say, and act it, whatever they want to act. So that's why they don't remember what happens to the body. So people around them have to notice, well, the reason is because maybe mainly parents work, you know, for this matter. Parents maybe scold them, the children, you know, you are a bad boy, you're a bad girl, or like that. So many times, you know, you are not good enough, like this. So they tend to, you know, dislike themselves. So the soul is trying to get out the body. So that's how it happens.
You know, I can tell you that when I see sometimes depression and bipolar and people are so drugged up to the hill, they get these breaks that they call themselves where they're the family members call it, oh, they're having a break with reality. They are acting out or whatever, or they're real happy or they're real excited or they can't wait to do something. When in reality, I sometimes see it as that may be the only time they can hopefully connect with something. In other words, it seems so I think depression and some of the mental illness, I really see it as a factor of the society in which we are in right now. Because if you look at it, the people are saying, I don't like how you're acting. You don't fit into my paradigm. Therefore, there's something wrong with you, and you need to be stopped. You need to be shut down. When really, you know, that's not the way to handle it. I guess maybe I just see it differently. You know, I used to work with a lot of people in the 60s and 70s who were in these institutions, you know, and, you know, it was kids at the time. And when the kids were talking stuff, darn, I didn't see anything wrong with them, you know.
That's
but
right.
Everybody else did.
Yeah.
And that's
so
why they put them there.
That's right. So they are kind of a very sensitive person. And they try to accommodate whatever people want, right?
Right.
So the same thing, parents to children and people to that people in a society, right? So if they don't express what they are thinking, even if you know they have power, they cannot do it. So that means their personality kind of is denied in themselves, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's the point.
Are they also too maybe trying to speak that inner self? And like I always think of it this way too, is that a lot of books were written by great speakers and writers many, many centuries ago. And we always reflect on them and say, oh, how great they were. But in that day and age, when they wrote that book, they were not great. They were ostracized. Everybody, you know, not everybody believed it at that time. So sometimes I think some of the things that we think are such a far fetch right now in our society may play out in several centuries later to be, wow, very profound.
That's right. Yeah. So nowadays, you know, technology and science improve so much, but still those science cannot prove there is a you know a spiritual world or those kind of things. So what people are doing right now is to try to measure the sky with the just maybe 30-inch measurement like that.
I think sometimes you know we want to put a name and label on so we can understand it. But still, it's still outside of our realm. Touch, you know, I have seen this and I've heard this, is that people with Alzheimer's, dementia, you know how they're only in their own little world. And sometimes if you sit with them and listen to them, sometimes they're giving you information that was maybe of a spiritual nature. I think, like in other words, I always think of them as, hey, visiting that spiritual world a whole lot more than we would like to give them credit for.
I agree. Because they are, I don't know, somehow denied or they felt like they were refused in the past. And they are depression because of a failure and maybe made a mistake. And so this we see this world as a soul training place. So we are facing difficulties and setbacks because this is a place to straighten our souls and going back to heaven. So it's just 80 years or 90 years of training and then going back to heaven and resides there like 300 years or 400 years. So that's the place where, you know, we really reside. And this is kind of an illusion, you know.
Yeah. And we know how far that will go to some people to understand that. If you're some of the listeners, please do listen to some of my other shows. We speak about this in so many different ways. We say it in so many different realities and so many different professions. Believe me, it's just the world is changing, and we just need to say, gosh, what is going on? And just say, oh, I'm going to flow with it, you know? And it's just the best way to say is just I'm going to flow with it. I'm not going to resist it because I don't really have any choice anyway, right?
Right. So we should be open to anything, especially truth.
And absolutely. You know, well, Kyoshi, we came to the end of the time. But listen, I want you to share a few things before we go.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to share how people might be able to get help with Happy Science. And how they can do that. And the second is, please share information about the author and the book, Basics of Exorcism.
Okay. We have a temple in the United States, New Jersey, New York, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, and California. We have San Francisco, Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Diego. So you can contact any temples in the United States. And talking to the branch manager or priests or monks, I can say. And we can deal with it. And you can go on the website, www.happy-science.org. And also, Master Rihokawa published 1,900 books so far in last almost 30 years. And it's translated in 27 languages. And you can get them in Amazon and also Barnes & Nobles. So if you're interested in evil spirits and also spiritual world, and also he can talk about anything. So please find something effective mm-hmm. for your life.
Well, I really think that that's very important, because a lot of times we say, I will keep, I'll go down that little monkey hole, I'll find little things, and eventually you grasp, you know, a few or three sentences from each book. Mm-hmm. And you don't always have to have all the answers, as we say. You mm-hmm. just have to say that you're open to anything and to learning, and that's really what it's all about, right?
Right, right. I agree.
Well, gosh, Kyoshi, I'll say, oh, one more question. So is mm-hmm. it very expensive to be able to get help?
Pardon?
Is it very expensive to be able to get some help?
No. We are operating donation basis. So becoming a student member, we register it and send a sutra. So it's $10. And hopefully, you know, if you want to contribute more, you can do it. And of course, and also ritual prayer that I said in the show.
Yes.
If it's a prayer for exercising evil spirits, we ask for the people a $30 donation. So,
you know, that's wonderful, because you know what? A lot of times I'll tell you, people that are in this space have found that the normal life in which that they were living had really fallen apart, and a lot of them lost their jobs.
That's right.
A lot of them are not feeling healthy. Mm. A lot of them are really in places of despair. Mm. So I really think places like yours is somewhere where they can get this help to just start to be able to find help. And I encourage the listeners, just reach out. If you really feel that despair thing going on, just reach out, and I'm sure that someone will be able to help you. You don't have to live in the cities, he said. Mm-hmm. Like Kyoshi said, you just get on that internet, put in Happy Science, and push that button, you know. You
right.
can find it when you want to buy some deodorant that's on cheap, you know. So I'm sure you can find Happy Science and get some help. So really do reach out. Don't sit by and say, you know, it's happening to me. Oh, my gosh, here it comes again. Mm-hmm. Do something about it, right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate having you with us, Kyoshi. I'll tell you, this is a really insightful time. And
okay.
I think it is so timely. People just really needed to be able to come to grasp with this. So it's really been great having you.
Yeah, well, I'm also grateful for, you know, talking to you like this. And I really enjoyed.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay,
if you'd like
you.
to find out more information about the book that we talked about today, the book is called Basics of Exorcism. And as Kyoshi had said, check out Happy Science. And the website will be on the bottom of today's show page. Please do check it out, and please reach out. It's all about reaching out. You know, you got to learn the lessons. They're going to come with you one way or another. So thank you so much for joining us here today on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. It's been a pleasure. And until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.